In the parable that the Lord taught us, he had a vineyard. The owner had a vineyard with lots and lots of rows of grapevines, and he needed workers to come pick the grapes and then bring the grapes together and crush them to make them into wine. You can see this picture, beautiful purple grapes and their distinctive grape leaves that they were picking in this parable. So this is a parable about the kingdom of heaven. And we can think about what is it that the Lord's teaching us about heaven with this parable about the workers in the vineyard. Pretty clearly, the owner of the vineyard is the Lord. And we are all called to be his workers in his vineyard. And it's really interesting how the Lord, in this story, he agrees with the workers for a denarius a day. They don't have to come work for him, but they choose to. They enter into it freely. And the denarius, the beautiful silver coin, about as big as a quarter, only two or three times as thick and all solid silver, that represents the reward of heaven that the Lord is eager to give us. We see that the owner of the vineyard was very generous, because at the end of the day, he gave the people who'd only worked for an hour a whole denarius, a whole day's pay for an hour's work, because he wanted to give them this reward. And we also see in the story that we need to be workers. We can see from this parable that we need to be workers in the Lord's vineyard if we want to enter heaven. We can't just lie around and be idle when the Lord is offering us a job. That does not prepare us for heaven, so that's something we can see pretty clearly. And another thing we can see is that we could take the attitude, like the people who are hired first, that, well, I've done more work and harder work and hotter work than these other people. I deserve more than those people. And we can see that's not a heavenly attitude. It makes us, when we feel that way, angry and resentful and selfish and contemptuous of other people. That's not going to help us. We want to instead recognize that if we have done a good job, if we've worked really hard and really put our minds into it and accomplished something, well, where did the energy come from? Where did our brains come from? Who really accomplished the job that day? It wasn't really us. It felt like that. So instead of claiming credit for the work we've done and looking down on others, we should say thank you to the Lord for giving me a chance to work in your vineyard. And I know that really you've done the work, but thanks so much for sharing it with me, allowing me the satisfaction of being a useful person helping out in your vineyard. Now in this story, the owner of the vineyard is a businessman. He goes to the marketplace looking for workers, and he finds some people, and he negotiates with them. Would it be okay with you to come work in my vineyard, and I'll give you a denarius? You trade your work to me, and I will give you some of my silver in return. And they agree, and they come work in his vineyard. And then it's interesting that later in the day when he goes out to the marketplace again, doesn't say that they entered into that negotiation. They trusted him that he would treat them fairly. I'll give you whatever is just, he says, and they're willing to go work in his vineyard for that amount. And we can think that of the fact that all of our life is kind of a business transaction. We're always trading things. We are a whole bunch of people working together. Think of that vineyard, how much one man could accomplish in a day as compared with all the workers working together, how much more of the grapes they could harvest, how much more wine they could make. Well, it's the same thing in everything we do. There's people working together, and we're always trading things. We trade things, we trade money for things, we trade work for things, for money. We trade ideas, we trade affections, we're always sharing with each other in a kind of business. If you think of building a building, for example, just take the wooden framing of that building. How many people does it take to build a building? Well, Where did the wood come from? Someone, it's probably a team of people, cut down trees somewhere. What did they use to cut them down? Chainsaws, probably. Well, who designed and built that chainsaw? A whole team of people have been perfecting the design of the chainsaw over years and years. Where did they get the metal and the plastic and other things to make the chainsaw? Teams and teams of people are involved in producing those ingredients. And the gasoline that powers the chainsaw, more teams of people to pump the gas out of the oil out of the ground and refine it and distribute it so that we can buy it. And then they take the logs to a mill. There's a truck. Someone, a whole team of people has built that truck and all the materials that go into that truck. And then the mill mills it, and someone has built the mill, and someone operates the mill, and then they carry the new lumber harvested from those logs to a distributor, and then finally the distributor brings it to us. And it sure is easier to put up a building with more than one person working on it, putting up the framing of a building. So you can see how many thousands of people are involved just in the wood parts of a building, and how much we need each other in all the things that we're doing all the time. The human body is like that, as the Heavenly Doctrine pointed out. The body is made of millions of cells that all get their life and their ability to do their job from the rest of the body. And by doing their job, they help the whole body live, and the other cells have a chance to do their jobs too. And it all feels as one, but there's millions of people all doing their own thing individually in their own special ways. It's just amazing. And heaven is like that. All the angels get what they need from the common good, from the love and wisdom, really from the Lord, but shared through other angels, and they each contribute their love and wisdom and their use to the whole. Our country is like that too. There are millions and millions of people doing their jobs every day from which we get the services and the good things that we need to live, and hopefully each of us is contributing our part to our country as well. And we're so much happier and better off because of all the people doing their jobs, doing their uses all around us. Now, what does it take to have a healthy business or a healthy country or a healthy human body or a healthy grand man of heaven? Well, the Lord teaches us. He says, the first thing is we must look to the Lord and shun evils as sins. We must look to the Lord. We must acknowledge that the ability and the ideas and the wisdom and the love, the zeal to be useful don't come from us, they come from Him. So we give the credit back to Him, we say thank you, and we don't let evil things, selfishness and crookedness, and all those other things block out the love and wisdom that's pouring into us from the Lord if we don't let other things stand in the way. So that's the first thing. Look to the Lord and shun evils as sins. And the second thing is to do our work, whatever it might be, sincerely, justly, and faithfully. So that can mean things like show up at work on time, ready to work. Don't come late. Come on time. And when you do your work, do it honestly. Do a good job. Don't cut corners. Treat your customer, treat your boss just the way you're hoping people will treat you. And do the best job you can. That's how a healthy system can work. And the third thing the Lord teaches us is don't let money be the most important thing in your life. Let usefulness, being useful, be the most important thing. So, for example, if you're a boss, you should use the money of the company to make the company work better. You should use it to buy the products you need, to build your product with, to treat your workers fairly so that you can pay them the denarius a day. But you don't make making money the most important thing in your company. And similarly, if you're a worker, there's times when you negotiate for a fair wage, when you come to an agreement and maybe it's time for a raise, but that should not be the focus of your life, but rather the focus should be doing a good job every day, doing a useful job. That way, your focus is on being useful rather than on yourself. And it's said in the heavenly doctrine that a lot of times we don't even make that distinction in our thinking. We don't think about the distinction between which is most important. But as long as we are looking to the Lord and not doing evil things because the Lord says not to, the Lord will keep our priorities straight. We are not born for the sake of ourselves. We are born for the sake of others. Amazing, amazing teaching that the Lord gives us. That we are born for the sake of others. We're born to work in teams. We're born to help other people and to receive help from them and together to accomplish much better things than we could possibly begin to accomplish by ourselves. So we can be so thankful to the Lord that the Lord is giving us a job in His vineyard, and we can also be very grateful that the Lord is giving all these other people jobs in His vineyard too, so that we can work with them and they can work with us, and together we can accomplish a lot of good things as of ourselves. Amen.